very thankful for Vincent being able to translate my words. Otherwise, if I spoke in Mandarin, it would be a very, very short message.
谢谢宏宇弟兄今天来为我做翻译。如果是我用中文来讲话，将会是非常短的一个信息。
I have a PowerPoint slide for you to look at. How many of you have either read this book or seen this book?
如果可以看到上面的 slide 的话，我不晓得说你是不是有看过这本书。
This book is called Are You My Mother?
这本书是在是讲说书名是你是否是我的母亲。
For some of you, you're nodding your head. You probably read this book. You may have read this book to your children.
可能你已经为你的小孩念过这本书了。
It's a book written by P.D. Eastman, which was a student of Dr. Seuss.
这本书是作者是叫做 P.E. Eastman, 他其实是苏轼博士的一个学生。
In this story, which is a children's story, but still very applicable to adults.
虽然说这是一本儿童书，可是它仍然对于也是可以给大人使用的。
The story involves a newborn bird.
这本书其实是在讲有关一个刚出生的小鸟。
Who is hatched, but his mother is away getting food for him.
他刚刚孵孵出来，可是他的母亲飞到别的地方去找食物。
So this newborn bird has no idea what or who his mother looks like.
所以这只刚出生的小鸟并不晓得他的母亲是谁。
And so, naturally, this newborn bird wants to know, what does my mother look like?
所以这只新出生的小鸟就想说，谁，他的母亲到底长得什么样？
So this baby bird goes off to look for his mother.
所以这只小鸟就到处去找他的妈妈。
And in his search, he encounters various animals.
在他的寻找当中，他碰到了很多不同的动物。
He encounters a dog.
他碰到一只狗。
He encounters a cat.
他碰到一只猫。
And in this picture, if you can see the next slide, he encounters a hen.
在这里你看到他碰到一只鸡。
And with all these different animals, he asks this one question.
当他碰到这些动物的时候，他总是会问一个问题。
And this one question is, are you my mother?
这个问题就是，你是不是我的母亲？
And of course, all these animals answer no.
当然了，这些动物总是会回答不。
No, I am not your mother. I am a dog.
不，我不是你的母亲，我是一只狗。
Or in this case, I am a hen.
在这个例子里面，则说我是一只鸡。
So you don't have to read the story. Eventually, the baby bird does find his mother.
所以你并不需要读这本书。他最后呢，是这只小鸟的确找到他的母亲。
And I guess they live happily ever after.
那他们就是过着幸福美满的日子。
But why am I telling you this story?
为什么我要跟你讲这个故事呢
？What's the purpose of talking about "Are you my mother"?
我为什么要跟你或我的目？我为什么要跟你讲这个故事有关说谁是我的母亲
？Because I think for all of us, whether we are born here in the U.S. or we're born overseas,
不对我们来讲，不管你是在美国出生或者在国外出生
，we may grow up in Taiwan, we may have grown up in China, we may have grown up someplace else.
我们可能在美国长大，在台湾长大，或者在中国长大。
Regardless of our cultural or ethnic background,
不管我们的背景，不管我们的族裔背景是什么
，I think all of us have a deep inner longing to be connected to our family.
我想在我们内心的深处，我们总是会想要跟我们的家庭有一个连接。
To know who our parents are,
想要知道说谁是我们的父母。
To know who our brothers and sisters are,
想要知道谁是我们的兄弟姐妹。
We all have a deep longing of connectedness to our family.
我们都有在内心深处想要跟我们家庭有个连接。
Yet in this morning's passage, we're going to look at the Gospel of Mark.
可今天的经节是记载在马可福音。
Jesus is going to redefine and restructure what it means to be family.
耶稣他要重新的定位什么是在神眼光中的家庭。
So if you have your Bibles, turn to Mark chapter 3.
如果你有手边有圣经的话，请打开马可福音第三章。马可福音第三章。
We're going to be looking at Mark chapter 3, verses 31 to 35.
我们今天的经节记载在马可福音第三章 31节到35节。
Actually, before we look into God's word, let me just pray for us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
I'm going to pray in English, if that's okay. Father, I pray that as we look into your word, regardless of our heart language, really that the heart language that we hear, that we speak, is really the language that gives you honor and glory. Father, I pray that your word would come alive now. Father, that you would speak both conviction as well as compassion to us. We pray that as we hear your word, that we're able to live it out in our lives so that you receive all the glory and honor you deserve. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. In our English congregation, Pastor Joy and myself, we've been preaching through the Gospel of Mark.
在英文堂的聚会里面, Pastor Joy跟我在过去几个礼拜里面，我们都在讲马可福音。
And there's no way I'm going to be able to share with you all the messages or all our discoveries in the book of Mark.
在这短时间里面，我并没有办法跟你们讲所有在我们在过去在马可福音所讲的。
But just a really short synopsis, or I'll try to give a short summary of where we've been in Mark.
可是我在这边要给你们一个,
the Gospel of Mark, unlike Matthew and Luke in particular,
在马可福音里面，它跟马太福音跟路加福音是不同的。
The Gospel of Mark begins with John the Baptist.
马可福音里面，它一开始就讲到施洗约翰。
The Gospel of Mark does not start off with the angels, does not start off with the wise men, does not even start off with Joseph and Mary.
在马可福音里面，他并没有一开始就提到了天使，也没有提到约瑟跟玛丽，也没有提到东方的智者。
I'll try to shorten my sentence, Vincent. Vincent is doing a great job, but I'm making his life hard for him. The Gospel of Mark starts off with John the Baptist.
马可福音里面一开始就讲到施洗约翰。
And John the Baptist begins by preaching a baptism of repentance.
施洗约翰一开始就讲到悔改的信息。
Meaning that he's calling people back into a right relationship with God.
他是要叫人重新回到跟神建立一个正确的关系。
He is preparing the way for the Messiah, Jesus.
他在准备弥赛亚来到的道路。
And in a way, John the Baptist represents the Old Testament.
施洗约翰其实他代表着旧约里面所说的。
He's kind of like a bridge from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
他代表着那个从旧约到新约中间的桥梁。
So John is, you can say, bridging the Old Testament promises of Jesus or the Messiah.
所以你可以说，约翰其实就代表着在旧约里面那个桥梁，从旧约里面的预言应许
with the New Testament reality of the Messiah in through Jesus Christ.
到新约里面讲到弥赛亚的来临跟他的实现。
And yet, what's surprising is that many of Jesus' audience failed to recognize him as the Messiah.
可是很惊讶的是说, 耶稣的很多听众并没有认出他就是那个弥赛亚。
They did not receive or recognize Jesus as the Messiah.
他并没有接待他或者是认出他就是那个弥赛亚。
And one of the primary reasons many of the Jews did not was because their idea of a Messiah was very different than what Jesus was offering.
一个想法是说，他们当初所想要一个救世主，一个弥赛亚，并不是耶稣，并不是现在耶稣的那样样式。
I'll try to go shorter sentences. When they thought of Messiah, they thought of a military leader.
当他们想到一个救世主，一个弥赛亚，他们想到是一个军事上的领袖。
At that time, Israel was controlled or ruled by the Romans.
那时候，以色列正被罗马帝国所统治着。
So they hoped, the Israelites hoped that the Messiah would overthrow the big bad Romans.
所以那时候，他们以色列人希望这个弥赛亚能够解救他们脱离罗马帝国。
But yet, Jesus was offering not military deliverance.
可是，耶稣并不是来解救他们脱离这军事上的统治。
He would not be a political leader.
他更不是一个, 政治上的领袖。
But Jesus was offering spiritual deliverance.
可是耶稣来这边所要给的是灵性上的解救。
Offering forgiveness of sins.
他来这边是给的是, 原谅罪恶的过分。
Enabling us to be made right in a right relationship with God our Father.
让我能够跟神建立一个正确的关系, 重新回到正确的关系。
And yet many of the Jews, again, had this misperception of the Messiah and Jesus.
可是当那个时代的犹太人, 仍然是对耶稣有个错误的观点。
And because of that, many of them failed to recognize or receive Jesus as Messiah.
就是因为这样, 所以当初很多人并没有确认, 认出耶稣就是这个弥赛亚。
So that's just a quick background or overview of the Gospel of Mark.
所以这就是一个很短的一个背景。
If you have your Bibles, again, turn to Mark chapter 3, starting in verse 31.
请你打开你手上的圣经。 今天经文记载在马可福音第三章第31节到35节。
In verses 31 to 33, we see our first point in today's message.
从第31节到33节，要讲到今天的第一重点。
And the first point is this, why does Jesus ask this seemingly obvious question?
为什么耶稣会问这个看似明显有答案的问题呢?
And related to that question was that family or matters of family was extremely important in Hebrew or Jewish society.
另外一个一点是说家人或家庭对犹太人来讲是非常非常重要的。
Let me read verses 31 to 33.
让我来读31到33节。
You have to excuse me, I have to put on my reading glasses. I'm getting older.
很抱歉我得戴上我的老花眼镜。
Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mothers and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked.
第31节，当下耶稣的母亲和弟兄来站在外边，打发人去叫他。有许多人在耶稣周围坐着，他们就告诉他说：“看哪，你母亲和你弟兄在外边找你。”耶稣回答说， 谁是我的母亲,谁是我的弟兄?
So in verse 33, Jesus asked this seemingly obvious question.
所以你可以看到在第33节,耶稣问了一个很明显的问题。
Who are my mother and my brothers?
谁是我的母亲,谁是我的弟兄?
In essence, who's my family?
他在问说谁是我的家人?
Well, the answer seems to be pretty obvious.
这答案其实应该是非常明显的,不是吗?
Right, his family is right there. They're the ones that are calling for him.
他的家人其实就在那边嘛,他正在招呼他。
And yet, why does Jesus ask this seemingly obvious question?
可是为什么耶稣在此刻问的一个这么明显的问题呢?
Well, I believe it's because Jesus wants to kind of lay a foundation, if you will.
我想耶稣在这时候要建立一个基础。
He wants to lay a foundation for what he will say next.
这个基础就是他接下来所要讲的。You
see, in Hebrew society, family was very, very important.
在一个希伯来的社会里面,家庭是非常非常重要的。I
know in our Asian culture, family is important as well.
我想在亚裔的社会里面,这个家庭的观念也是非常重要的。And
I am in no way meaning to disparage or discount the importance of family in the Asian culture.
我现在所讲的是说,我并不是要贬低或者是小看这种亚裔对于家庭的重要性。
But in Jesus' time and age, during the first century, family was everything.
可是在耶稣的那个时代,在第一个世纪的时候,家庭其实就是所有的一切。
Family in a Hebrew culture, the culture that Jesus grew up, family was everything, number one.
所以在希伯来的文化里面, 家庭是排位第一的。
This next illustration worked well in our English congregation. I'm not sure how well it will work in our Chinese congregation.
这张图片在英文堂的时候使用的非常好，可是我不晓得现在在这边效果如何。
This is a picture of P-51 Mustang. It's a propeller, but it's a propeller plane.
下面这个飞机呢比较老旧那个。 它其实是P-51型飞机,它是野马号,它其实是一个螺旋桨的战机。Which
was considered by many to be the best fighter during World War II.
所以很多人看这架飞机的时候,他觉得这是二次世界大战最好的飞机。So
on one hand, you have the P-51 Mustang, the best fighter of World War II.
所以在这边你可以看到是一个 在二次世界大战最棒的飞战机。
The other plane is the F-22 Raptor.
在上面这个飞机，它其实是F-22 型猛禽号战机。
Currently, the top fighter bomber in the U.S. Air Force.
这是当今美国空军最厉害、最先进的飞机。
Well, if you actually had these two planes fight each other, the P-51 Mustang and the F-22 Raptor.
当你有这两艘两架飞机在空中交战的时候
，Even though the P-51 Mustang was the best during World War II.
虽然说 P-51 号型战机是在二次世界大战是最好的战机
，It would be no match for the F-22 Raptor.
可是它仍然打不过现在的 F-22 型。
And in the same way, you can kind of say that our idea or our understanding of family, even in our Asian culture.
所以你可以想象是说，家庭的重要性在亚裔的社会里面。
Again, I'm not saying it's bad or it's inadequate or it's evil.
再次我再重申，我并不是说我接下来要说的并不是说家是不好的还是什么有。贬损的性质。
But in comparison to a first century Jewish culture,
可是跟第一世纪的犹太社会、犹太文化
，It might be like the Mustang against the Raptor.
这可能在讲是说，这个比较起来，一边可能像一个老旧的飞机，一边像一个最先进的飞机。
Like comparing apples and oranges,
好像在比较苹果跟橘子一样。
That leads to our second.
这就带领我们到第二点。
We see Jesus asking this seemingly obvious question.
耶稣在问这个好像很明显的问题。
The second point is this.
第二点。
Let's see. I think that's a point too. Okay. All right. Thank you. What does Jesus' answer imply?
什么是耶稣回答中的隐喻？
What does the answer imply?
他的回答有什么样的隐喻呢？
Let's read verse 34.
让我来读第34节。
Then he, meaning Jesus, looked at those seated in the circle around him and said, Here are my mother and my brothers.
第34节，耶稣这样回答说，就四面观看那周围坐着的人说，看啊，我的母亲，我的弟兄。
In essence, what Jesus is doing is he is...redefining and reprioritizing the essence of family.
所以在这里耶稣所在做其实他就在重新定位跟重新调整家庭在人生活中 的定位。
And not just the essence, but our allegiance to family.
不是sorry, not only the...
Our allegiance to family.
Okay, 不是只是在重新定位这个家庭而是在说我们对这个家的忠诚。
When Jesus says, here is my family,
当耶稣说这就是我的家人
Jesus is making a very bold, very declarative statement.
耶稣在这里在讲的是一个有权威性的一个字句
He's not saying it kind of meekishly or in an embarrassed tone.
他并不是用一种很温柔或者是很害羞的语气来讲的
You know, like with some of your kids,They might be kind of embarrassed, like when you go to school, pick them up at school, like, oh, I guess that's kind of my mom picking me up over there in the minivan there.
好像当你去学校开着那个家庭小厢车去接你的小孩的时候呢，然后那小孩就有点很害羞的就回答说，你看那就是我妈妈来接我。
Or they may be kind of embarrassed because dad isn't as cool or hip or anymore, you know, he's kind of out of date.
那好像说你爸爸不是很酷，很棒的一个这样子的一个态度。
But here Jesus is saying very emphatically, declaring out loud, very boldly, "Hey, that's my mom, that's my dad, that's my brother, and that's my sister."
可是你在这里可以看到，耶稣是以一种很强壮的语气，很大声语气的说 ，"Hey, 这就是我的母亲，这就是我的弟兄。
"Jesus wants everyone to know that those.Listening to him, he considers them his family.
耶稣要让大家知道说，谁在听他所讲的，这些人就是他的母亲，他的弟兄。
again, Jesus is redefining and reprioritizing our understanding of family.
耶稣在这里, 他是在重新定位, 跟重新调整我们对于, 家庭的了解。
One Bible scholar or commentary says this about this passage.
在一本, 圣经的译注里面有这样写的。
He says that Jesus isn't discounting the importance of our physical earthly families.
他这里写的是说, 耶稣并不是在叫我们不顾于我们在世上有血缘的家人。
He's not saying that we shouldn't have anything to do with them.
他并不是说我们应该遗弃我们在世上的家人，我们在世上有血缘家人。
He's not saying that we should discount or disrespect them.
我们并不是说我们就应该对他们不尊敬。
But when it comes to our relationship with God, that God takes priority even over our earthly families.
所以他这里讲到是说，当我们跟神的关系的重要程度，应该高过于我们跟我们世上家人的程度。
It's a matter of priority or heart allegiance, if you will.
就好像说我们心中把谁放在第一位。
Is our heart allegiance more towards our earthly family? Again, not disparaging and not saying we should disregard our earthly parents.
在这讲的是说我们的诚意是在哪里? 我这里并不是说我们要对我们在世上有血缘的家庭有任何的不敬。
Or is our heart allegiance our priority? What God would have us do?
是在讲说我们心中的重要，是神要我们把我们心中的重要次序放在哪里？
For some of you, especially if you've been a believer in Christ for a while,
我相信很多人，你们在你们当中已经成为基督徒很多年了。This
matter of priority becomes a challenge.
这个对于这优先次序逐渐的开始变成一种挑战。I
didn't grow up in a Christian family.
我并没有成长在一个基督教的家庭。
I only came to faith, out of high school, if I remember right.
我接受主是在差不多我高中毕业的时候。
So over the years, I've begun to grow and really understand what it means to be a follower of Jesus.
过去几年，我开始已经逐渐的了解说，要怎么样才能成为耶稣基督的跟随者。
See, before Sunday mornings, as a non-believer, before I came to Christ, was filled with football.
以前我在还不是基督徒的时候，礼拜天通常是一个美式足球的礼拜天。Filled
with hanging out with my friends.
或者是跟我朋友在一起。Filled
with doing my homework for Monday morning.
或者为了礼拜一在准备我的功课。But
as I've grown in my understanding of who God is,
当我逐渐认识到谁是神，really
placing Him first and foremost in my life,
他开始在我心目中变成一个更重要的角色。
I've had to say no to a lot of these things I used to do.
我要开始对我过去所做的一些事开始说不。
Not that they're bad or evil, but that my priority needs to be on what God is calling me to do.
我并不是说我过去所做的是坏事，是邪恶的， 而是说我是要重新调整我生命中的一些优先次序。
And some of that even involved hanging out or associating with as much as my own family.
这包括在礼拜天花时间跟我的家人在一起。
They would often get together for family, I don't know, picnics or barbecues or gatherings on Sunday morning.
说不定我们常常在礼拜天会有野餐或者去户外烤肉。
And I've had to tell my parents, my mom, that you know what, as much as I would love to be there, I just can't.
我常常要跟我父母讲说， 对，我非常希望能在那边，可是我就是没有办法去。
I'm just not able to.
我没有办法，我不可以去。
And some of you may be thinking, well, yeah, you can't because you have to be here on Sunday morning.
你们或许会说，我当然不可以去，因为我礼拜天要在这里。
Yeah, part of your job as being a pastor is that you're here on Sunday morning.
这就是你做牧师的工作之一嘛。
But to a degree, I would agree with you.
有些地方我会同意你的看法。
But yet, to each and every one of us that calls ourselves a believer in God,
可是有,
a Christian,
很多事情让我们能够成为基督徒。
If we are serious about following God,
如果我们对于跟随耶稣是非常重视的话,
then there may be times when we have to put God's priority over our own personal family priority.
然后我们就必须把神的地位的次序放在我们其他世俗上的一些事情更高。
For some of us here this morning, we may be in that situation where we are struggling with that issue.
我想很多在我们当中可能对于这样的次序的安排是有些挣扎的。
And I know the answer isn't just snap it, just do it.
很多时，你并不这些决定，并不是只是你手指头动一动。
But often comes as a result of much prayer, much humility, and much time.
可是很多的决定却是经由祷告以及时间所做的决定。
Let's look at our last point this morning.
让我们来看看第三点。Found
in verse 35.
在第35节。
It's this question of who is Jesus' family and what is God's will?
谁是耶稣的家人? 什么是神的旨意?
Let me read verse 35.
让我来读第35节。
It says, whoever, this is Jesus speaking, does God's will is my brother and sister and mother.
第35节, 耶稣如此说, 凡遵循神旨意的人就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
Jesus says that my family, my brothers or sisters, are those who do God's will.
所以耶稣在这边说, 我的母亲, 我的弟兄姐妹, 就是那些, 跟随神旨意的人。
So it seems, again, pretty obvious or pretty clear.
这好像是一个很明显、很清楚的一个答案。
But then the question comes back is, well, what is God's will?
可是问题是, 神的旨意是什么呢?
As a pastor, that's one of the most frequently asked questions I get.
成为一个牧者以后, 这是我最经常被问到的一个问题。
Pastor Kenny, what is God's will for my life?
Kenny 牧师, 请问, 什么是神在我生命中的,
I don't know what to do. What does God want me to do in this situation?
我并不晓得说神到底要我在碰到这种状况的时候要怎么去做。
And here's usually, not always, usually the circumstance or the situation they're asking that question.
这通常在一个很特别的状况下他们会问这些问题。
I'm sure you can read it in, well, you can read it. I'll just read it in English. What school or college should I attend? You know? What major or classes should I take? What company should I work for? What kind of house should I purchase? Where should I live? Who should I live with? Who should I date? Who should I marry? How many kids or children should we have? When should I retire? What should I do after I retire?
通常我会被问到这些问题是像我该就读哪些大学,我该选什么样的科系或修什么样的课,我该到什么公司去上班,该买哪一种房子,该住哪里,与谁同住,该和谁约会,与何人结婚,要生几个孩子,何时退休,退休以后要做什么事呢?
All of these questions are very important, very relevant to our lives. Would we all agree?
当然这些问题在我们生命中是非常重要的。
I mean, I think all of us wrestle with several, if not most of these, all of these questions.
我想我们常常在会碰到这些问题的。
But yet, is that what God's will is?
可是会不会说这是不是神在我们身上的旨意呢?
So I believe God's will is even when we ask these questions, we're kind of just looking at life from our point of view.
当我们来看这些问题的时候，我们好像是从我们自己的观点来看神的旨意。
Again, these are important questions, no doubt about it.
当然了，我相信这些绝对是非常重要的问题。
But I believe the scripture is very clear for what God's will is for those of us who are believers.
可是我相信在圣经上，他已经清楚地讲到说神在我们身上的旨意是什么了。
Look at a number of passages.
我们来看来读几节经节，在马太福音28章18到20节，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我了。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，或做给他们施洗归于父子圣灵的名。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”使徒行传第1章第7到8节，耶稣对他们说。 父凭自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Okay, please see the next slide.
下一个彼得前书一章十五到十六节，那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上所记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。彼得后书三章九节，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Okay, finally, one more slide.
还有一节经节，在马太福音五章十三到十六节，你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
It's very clear to me what God's will is for our lives, for those of us who are Christians.
对我来讲，神在我们身上旨意是非常明显的。
God's will is for us to make disciples.
神的旨意是使万民做门徒。
To be witnesses for God.
成为神的见证。
For us to live holy lives.
让我们过着圣洁的生活。
For us to tell others who do not know Jesus about Jesus.
让我们能够告诉那些未认识耶稣的人有关于耶稣基督。
Now some of you may be sitting there and thinking that, yeah, I've heard this in church, in Sunday school growing up so many times.
你们坐在那边可能会想说，哦，其实我都知道这些，不管是在教会里面，是在成人主日学里面，我都听到这些。
But you don't know what I'm asking. I want to know what is God's will for my life.
可是神到底在我身上的旨意是什么呢？
What is God's will for my life?
在我身上旨意到底是什么呢？
And without being arrogant or making it sound like we're bad or evil people.
我并不是想说，哦，我们是，哦，一个坏人或者是一个邪恶的人。
What we're in essence kind of saying is that, sharing the gospel, leading others to Christ, being holy, that's all good and fine.
我们会想到是说，哎，跟人传福音，要过圣洁生活，呀，对，这都是该做的。
But I'm really interested about me, my life.
可是我只是对我有兴趣，对我的生活有兴趣。
I want specific answers for my situation, what I'm going through.
我需要一个答案，是专门是针对我而言的。
I'm sure, again, none of us would be so, arrogant to actually say that.
我想我们并不是就说愿意啊啊、
prideful, I don't know.
非常啊啊、有自信的，或者是啊、anyway, 有自信的。
Okay. Last, let me conclude this morning's message.
让我来啊、最后来结束今天
的。We see some reflection questions.
让我来想看看今天的应用的问题。
Because this question about who is my family and doing God's will really go hand in hand.
所以这个问题是说，遵行神的旨意跟我的家人是不是可以融合在一起？
Those who are really, truly of God's family, his brothers or sisters, mother, father, if you will.
在神的国度里面，他的母亲，他的兄弟姐妹。
They will be faithful in following God's will or being a witness, sharing Jesus with others.
他们将会是神忠诚的门徒，他们将会去啊、传扬神的福音。
Couple reflection questions. In my life, do matters of faith and matters of family often conflict or collide?
一个应用的问题是说，我的生活中信仰跟家人是否经常的抵触？
Again, not to say that our families are evil or families are bad.
在这里我要重申说，我并不是说家人是不好的。
But are their hopes, their dreams, their desires for us perhaps different than what God would desire for us?
他们啊。我们在世的家人，他们对我们的要求是不是跟神所要在我们身上的旨意是不同的？
And if there is perhaps a difference or a conflict, which voice do we ultimately follow and obey?
如果它是有不同或者是有抵触的时候，我们到底应该遵循哪一边？
Do we listen to our family? Again, our families are generally good, right?
我到底是要听从我的家人？ 通常来讲，我们家人是好人， right?
Or do we listen to God and God's family?
或者我们听从神的旨意，或者神的家人？
And this idea that really all of us are longing to be part of a family.
我们每个人都希望能够在神的家庭里面。
That we all long to be part of a community.
我们都能够在一个社会里面能够有个归属。
Not too long ago, toward the beginning of the year, I read an article in the San Jose Mercury News.
不久之前我在圣何西水信报里面读到一篇文章。
The article was about, people searching online for lost family members.
这个文章是在讲的是说, 人到网络上去寻找他所, 失散的家人。
With the age of the internet, it is so much easier to find lost friends or lost relatives.
现在你如果, 很容易上网去寻找这些的资料。
And this article was about people who, successful men and women in their 40s or 50s,
这个文章里面所讲的一些人，其实都是差不多是差不多 超40岁到50岁年纪的人
，who on the outside had pretty much everything in life you could imagine.
在外表上，他们有这世上所需要的一切。
They were very rich monetarily.
他们有财富。
They were executives or well-known business people.
他们有权有名望。
They had big houses, many cars.
他们有 一个很大的房子跟很多辆车。
Yet they didn't know who their family, their mother or dad was.
可是他并不知道他的母亲是谁。
They were either abandoned when they were young or they were put up for adoption.
他们有可能是很小就被遗弃的，或者是 很小就被领养了。
And you might think that somebody who's quote unquote successful materially,
你可能会想说这些人在物质上都是非常的成功的。
Wouldn't have this need maybe emotionally to be connected to the mom or dad.
他们可能都不需要这些, 感觉上的一些需求。
But yet the article goes on to say it's in essence that all of us have this longing in our heart to be connected to family.
所以这个文章里面这样讲说, 其实在我们的内心深处, 我们都有一种欲望需要跟我们的家人有个连接。
All of us long to know who our mother, our brothers, our father is.
我们都有这个欲望想要知道谁是我们的父亲，谁是我们的母亲。
And in God's family, really, we should demonstrate that we are part of God's family by doing God's will.
在神的国度里面，其实我们就是神的家庭的一份子。因为当如果当我们遵行神旨意的时候，我们就是神家庭的一份子。
By living a holy life.
过着一个圣洁的生活。
By being a witness for God.
成为一个 耶和华见证。
By making disciples and sharing our faith.
使万民做我的门徒，做神的门徒，能够 分享他的。
This is the last slide.
我们来看最后一章。
The last slide, we started off by telling the story, Are You My Mother?
在一开始的时候，我们讲到一个故事，这故事讲到说。
I know some of you may be, this may be a cliffhanger moment. How does the story end?
一定可能会想说，哎，这个故事结局是什么呢？
Well, of course, the story ends with the little bird finding his mother.
这故事结尾就是这个小鸟终于找到他的母亲。
And being reunited to his family.
然后找到他失散的家人。
And again, for those of us who are believers in Christ,
所以我们这些, 耶稣基督的, 跟随耶稣基督的人,
we demonstrate that we are part of God's family.
我们就是这个神国度的一份子, 家庭的一份子。
When we are able to live a holy life,
我们能够活出一个圣洁的生活,
be a light for those who do not know Jesus,
能成为, 那些未认识耶稣基督的光,
and share our faith,
能够分享我们的信仰,
we show that we are part of God's family.
我们可以表现出我们这就是神家庭的一份子。
Let me close this in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, I do pray, Lord, that we would recognize that you have not only called us to be part of your family, but given the privilege of telling others about how they can also be part of this magnificent family of God. God, I pray that being part of your family wouldn't be something that we take for granted or that we assume that we deserve. But we recognize that, again, that it is a privilege that's given to us, even though we are sinners. God, that because of that grace that you give us, Lord, that that would convict us to share that good news for those who do not know you. God, I pray that for wisdom, for grace, for humility, in living out a life which honors and glorifies you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.